Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Just who do you think you are?
I'm rich.
Of all the stuck-up things to say.
You're so funny.
You're crazy.
And conceited.
Yikes!
You lost count of your bathrooms?
Mumsy will be so disappointed.
It's a mansion!
It's not a mansion.
Sarah, why don't you go ahead and open up the paint can? The screwdriver's right over there.
Okay.
And Liz, you can put the rollers together.
Got it.
Alex, go ahead and spread the newspapers on the porch right here.
No problem.
Well, I appreciate all of you helping me with this. I know there are plenty of other things you'd rather be doing.
Don't mention it. To me, there's no better way to use my time than helping others in need.
In other words, your computer's in the shop again.
Yeah, my scroll lock isn't working.
Who uses scroll lock?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nathaniel.
You want to help us paint?
I'd really like to, but I gotta get home and do stuff. Oh, is that today's newspaper?
Yeah, we're using it to protect the porch, but...
Cool.
Hey, I just laid those down.
Yeah, help yourself to it.
What are you looking for?
Here it is. Oh, yes! Yes!
What?
Did your team win?
They canceled school next week?
FaxBuffet.com is up 3/4 of a point.
Christmas Day at the Geek House.
You play the stock market?
My dad bought me a share for my birthday. It's gone up almost 20 points since.
So how much money did you make off that today?
About 50 cents.
Big whoop.
What is FaxBuffet.com?
Oh, it's the coolest website, Mr. Whittaker. It's got everything you ever wanted to know about everything.
Well, that sounds informative.
Mr. Whittaker?
Hmm?
There are 3 rollers and only 2 handles.
Oh, I thought I brought all those out. I'll go get another one.
Hey, Alex, one of the chat rooms is with the guy who created the Zappazoids 3 website. Can I come over later?
Well, my computer's in the shop. But how about we go over to your house?
No, we can't go over there.
Why not?
We just can't.
Okay.
I gotta go. I'll see you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Hey, Nathaniel.
What?
I thought you said you were going home.
I am.
Your house is that way.
Oh, yeah. I just forgot where I was for a sec. Bye!
That boy is living proof that computers destroy brain cells.
I don't know what's going on with him. He never invites me to his house anymore.
That's because he can't remember where it is.
But I used to go to his house all the time.
You're right. I used to go over there too.
He's hiding something.
I think so too. I say we go over there after we finish painting and find out what it is.
That doesn't look like his dad's car in the driveway.
I think he used to have a swing set in the backyard.
Are you sure this is the right house?
Of course I'm sure. Here comes somebody.
Yeah?
Hello. Who are you?
Seems to me that's my question. You're the one knocking on my door.
Well, where's Mr. Graham?
Graham's moved away about 2 months ago.
They moved?
Yeah, they got a place over on Winchester Court.
Do you have an address?
Yeah. Hang on.
He moved and didn't tell you?
Some friend he is.
This is getting really bizarre.
This can't be right.
It's the address the man gave me.
Alex, only multimillionaires live in these houses. Nathaniel is not a multimillionaire. Have you seen his haircut?
Let's just ring the doorbell and see what's up.
This is ridiculous. The kid wears garage sale clothes. No way is this his house.
Yeah? Yikes!
Nathaniel! Hey, we know you're in there!
Hi.
What do you mean, hi?
Is this your house?
No. Well, yes.
You live here? That's your ride sports car in the garage? And that's your doorbell?
Yes.
Nathaniel, you're rich!
This is unbelievable.
Look, I'm kind of busy.
Aren't you going to invite us in?
This is like those houses in Living Fine magazine.
But even better. This is three-dimensional.
How many bathrooms do you have?
I lost count after 5.5.
You lost count of your bathrooms?
I think I'm going to faint.
Breathe, Sarah, breathe.
I don't get it, Nathaniel. Why didn't you tell us?
Well, what was I supposed to say? It was just too weird. We were suddenly rich and everything changed.
Well, what do you mean, suddenly rich?
My dad's the founder of FaxBuffet.com.
No way!
I have to see this house.
Yeah, give us a tour.
Okay, I'll show you around for a little bit, but then you really should...
I can't believe this! It's a mansion!
It's not a mansion.
It's a gymnasium with tapestries.
It looks bigger than it really is. The square footage isn't all that impressive, to be honest.
He got all this from a website? Your dad and I need to have a talk.
Who are those people over there?
Are those your servants?
You've got servants?
No. They're just people who come and help out. One works with the garden.
You've got a gardener?
The other cleans the pool.
You've got a pool?
It's not that big. It's in the atrium back there.
An indoor pool?
Look at that chandelier.
That's no chandelier. That's a huge diamond necklace hanging from the ceiling.
That's a chandelier. Look, you guys, this isn't a good time. My parents are really busy with some things and don't want me to have friends over.
Well, where are your parents?
Are they in the stables with the horses?
We don't have horses! Now, if you don't mind, I want you to please go, now!
Okay.
I don't mean to push you out, it's just... I'll see you at Wits End.
All right. See you there.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you know about Nathaniel, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, I heard that Mr. Graham had some financial success, but I didn't know how, or that he had moved.
Talk about your moves. He went from Cracker Box to Palace.
Why do you think he's been keeping it secret?
I don't know. Did you ask him?
Yeah, he didn't really answer.
Huh.
I wonder how many boxes of Sunshine Girl cookies he'd buy for me.
Oh, Sarah.
He's so cute. I'm sure he'd buy lots of boxes.
You think Nathaniel's cute?
You probably couldn't even get on his porch now, Sarah. He hobnobs with the celebrities, a different class of people. Why would he even be seen with us?
Speak for yourself.
He'll probably get a really nice car when he turns 16.
He could buy 100 boxes. Put the extra cookies in the freezer. He wouldn't have to eat them all at once.
All he needs is a woman in his life to go shopping with him. Teach him how to dress.
Oh.
It's not even that great of a website. The graphics are ancient. Like they're from last summer.
Shh, it's him.
Hey, guys.
Nathaniel, hi. There's a seat right here by me. Come on.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hi, Nathaniel. Can I get you anything?
No, thanks.
We were just talking about you. That's so amazing about your dad.
Yeah, well, it came as a shock to me, too.
It must be able to buy just about anything.
We can't buy anything. I mean, we still buy generic soda on sale.
Generic soda! You're so funny!
You probably have some really nice stuff, though. Nice cars, fancy room, stereo. You got a big stereo?
It's average.
Oh, I would love to have a nice portable stereo. In fact, it's funny that you should mention it, because the first prize for selling Sunshine Girl cookies is a portable stereo.
Really?
Sarah, he's not interested in Sunshine Girl cookies. He probably gets his cookies flown in from some foreign place that makes good cookies.
I like Sunshine Girl cookies.
How much? You know they freeze really well.
I like cookies too, Nathaniel. Isn't that funny?
His father's smart, Sarah. He's not going to spend his money on large quantities of cookies. I'm sure he'd rather spend his money on building a high fence around the house to keep out people like you.
We're not building a fence.
Maybe not now, but once you realize how much better you are than everybody else.
What do you mean by that?
Well, come on. You're high class now. You're in a new league. You don't need anybody.
Alex, you don't know what you're talking about. I He'll never be stuck up like that.
You know, I think maybe Nathaniel might like to talk about something else.
Actually, I better get going.
Oh, you don't have to rush off.
Where are you going?
Home.
Are you going to go swimming?
Probably not.
Hey, do you think maybe we could come over sometime and go swimming?
Well, I'd have to ask
Liz. They can't just have anybody in their pool. I mean, what if the King of Siberia happens to drop in for a quick dip?
Look, I'm sure you guys can come swimming. I just need to check with my parents first, that's all.
Maybe we could come over now and do something else.
Like play basketball in your bedroom. It's probably big enough.
Hardly.
I'd like to come look at your freezer.
My what?
I have some ideas for your dad's website. You know, websites are very sophisticated these days, and you gotta stay with the times. And to be honest, his doesn't really match up.
Hey, Nathaniel, do you think you can get one of your servants to turn up the heat a little bit in the pool? It feels about 5 degrees too cold.
I told you the other day we don't have people who do that, and I'm not allowed to touch the thermostat.
You see, with all the information that site has on it, he needs a much more powerful search engine.
Okay.
Hey, Nathaniel! Do you have a prom date yet?
No, but I figure I have a few years to find one.
Just wondering.
You know, you really shouldn't be eating those grapes in the pool. The stems can clog the filter.
Do you think you could have a servant get me a lemon wedge for my Kool-Aid?
We don't have servants.
Listen to me, man. All I need is 5 minutes with your dad. Do you think he could fit me in?
I don't know.
Hey, Nathaniel. My birthday's in February if you're interested.
I know. You told me yesterday. Remind me again in a few months.
So, can I meet with your dad or not?
I'll have to ask. He's kind of busy.
I didn't used to have to schedule a meeting to talk to your dad. He used to just talk to me in your garage while we worked on the car. But I guess now when his car breaks down, he just throws him away, huh?
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
I'm tired of swimming. You guys can stay. I'll see you later.
Tuesday's open for me. Actually, Wednesday through Monday aren't too packed either.
Yeah?
Can I come in?
Sure.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, what's up? Did your friends leave?
No, they're still in the pool.
How come you're not with them?
I just wanted to come in here for a while. I can see them anytime.
Yeah, I've noticed they've been around a lot lately.
I think they've decided this is their new hangout place.
Hmm. What's on your mind, son?
Do you like being rich?
Hmm. Interesting question. Though I'm not sure we're rich. Why?
Well, it's strange because all the kids think we're rich, and now I'm some kind of celebrity. People used to ignore me, and, you know, I thought that was kind of a drag, but now I'd kind of like them to ignore me again.
Oh, okay. I know what you're saying. It's Uncle Max.
Uncle Max?
I've never heard of him either. But we got this letter from him today. Apparently, Uncle Max took care of me a few times when I was 2 years old. And now he wants 40 years of back payment on babysitting fees. With interest.
He's asking you for money?
In a not-so-subtle way, yes. Apparently the word has gone around the family that we have more money than we know what to do with. I guess we're real popular people now, aren't we?
Why did everything have to change?
I don't know. I look around and I can't figure out where all this stuff came from.
You bought it, didn't you?
Well, yeah. Don't ask me why. Maybe it started when suddenly people who hardly noticed me before started calling me Sir. Complete strangers were suddenly interested in being with me. And then there was the pressure to drive a better class of car and buy a better house. Everyone expected me to look and act like a rich person, and pretty soon I bought into it. I became this man that I was supposed to become. Only problem is, it's not me. I don't need an indoor pool. I don't need a four-car garage. But I guess this is my life now.
So, do you?
What?
Like being rich.
Well, not as much as I like being normal.
Is that gonna happen to me too?
Only if you let it.
How do I stop it?
I'll tell you what. If your friends are treating you differently, maybe it's because they think you've changed, even though you haven't. They might think you're not one of them anymore because of their notions about people who have money.
Yeah? So?
Well, there's something you can try. Something I did as a little practical joke on my closest friends, just to help them see who had really changed.
So he just disappeared?
Took off and never came back.
Huh.
We walked around trying to find him, but we got lost somewhere between the library and the billiards room.
If he's going to fit in with the upper class, he'll have to learn how to be a better host. Somebody should tell him.
Well, maybe you should tell him yourself.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nathaniel. I like your shirt.
Yeah, nice sequins.
Liz, sweetheart, how you doing? Order me a milkshake, will you? Hey, Alex.
Did he just kiss you? He must have. My cheek just went numb.
I told my mom all about you, Liz. She wants to meet you so she can see whether or not you're really girlfriend material. I told her not to worry.
Great.
Hey, Sarah, you still selling those cookies?
Uh-huh.
I convinced my dad to get some. We'd like 25,000 boxes.
What?
10 grand of the caramel dream, 10 grand of the chocolate stripe, and 5 grand of the peanut butter. We got a maid that likes peanut butter. Thought we'd surprise her with that as a little bonus for getting the caviar stains off our mink sofa.
That's gonna cost you, like, $40,000?
Yeah, well, guess Mom will have to give up clothes shopping for a day.
25,000?
I figure they'll give you 3 or 4 stereos for that, huh?
Maybe. I don't know how to thank you.
Tell you what, there is something you can do. I'd like to speak at your next Sunshine Girls meeting.
Why?
Give them the thrill of their life. You don't think they'd want to hear from the man who bought 25,000 boxes of their cookies? I'm their hero.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I'll see what I can do.
And I think you should name your club after me.
What? Why would we want to do that?
So they can always remember what I did for them. Maybe we could hang up a gold plaque or something.
Well, we already have a good name. I don't know.
What's the name?
Chapter 4474.
Catchy, but I think you should try the Nathaniel chapter. Oh, Alex, I've been thinking about your ideas for my dad's website, and I decided not to talk to him about them.
Really? Why not?
Well, apart from the fact that they're amateurish, childish, and second-rate, I was too bored to ever bring it up. Besides, I'm sick and tired of you tracking mud all over my hardwood floors.
What?
Oh, and speaking of uncouth behavior, next time you come by, would you park your bike in the back? It's a bit of an eyesore, and it brings down the property value. Better yet, don't ride your bike around the front at all. Use the servants' entrance at the back of the grounds.
Servants' entrance?
Actually, it'd be best if all three of you came in through the back. I mean, I'm happy to be your friend, but we'd rather not let the neighbors know.
Ugh, we don't have to be your friends if it's embarrassing to you.
We have other friends we can visit, you know.
Really? You could have fooled me. We've had to have the pinball machines recalibrated 3 times because you've been using them too much. And the filter in the pool had to be replaced 4 times because of excessive girl hair. I mean, I'm not complaining. We want to keep you as happy as possible. Without people like you on our side, who would pump our gas?
Of all the stuck-up things to say!
People like us? And just what kind of people are you supposed to be?
I'm rich. Didn't you say so over and over again?
You're not rich. You're crazy.
That's right. And I don't care what you say. You're stuck up and conceited, and there's no way we're naming our chapter after you.
You know, you're risking an enormous sale of cookies by talking to me this way.
I couldn't care less.
All right, if that's how you feel, then I'm out of here. Come on, Liz.
What? I'm not going anywhere with you. I wanted to be your girlfriend so I could swim in your pool. Not because I wanted to be seen with you.
Then I guess we're gonna have to break up.
Fine.
Mumsy will be so disappointed.
Too bad.
Well, that must be a world record. You just lost 3 of your best friends in no time flat. I can't believe what a jerk you've turned out to be.
Yeah, just because you have money doesn't mean you're anything special.
And you come striding in here like you're so hot, kissing me, talking about meeting your mother. Just who do you think you are?
I'm Nathaniel. That's who. You remember Nathaniel, the kid who wears garage sale clothes and is lousy in sports. And just happens to have an indoor pool. That's all. I'm the same person I always was. Do you understand?
Bravo, bravo, Nathaniel. Point well made. Excellent performance.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
Wait a minute. You were putting us on?
Yeah.
Boy, am I embarrassed.
I don't get it.
It was all an act.
But why?
To show us he didn't change because his dad had a lot of money. But we did. Didn't we?
Uh-huh.
We did?
Yep. We were the jerks.
Speak for yourself.
Look, I just want things to be like they were. I want to be your friend. Well, I mean as much as I was your friend before. Sometimes it was hard to tell.
If you put it that way, then I guess so.
Yeah, sure.
Good. So maybe things can get back to normal then, huh?
As normal as they ever are around here.
This is great, but all of it was an act?
We'll still buy some cookies, Sarah.
Good. How many?
I'll have to talk it over with my dad.
Because they freeze well.
That's what I hear.
In the pool?
Come over anytime. How about your dad in our meeting?
Because you were kidding about my ideas being amateurish and childish and second rate, right? Oh, come on, Nathaniel.
We have quality control to think about.
Nathaniel!
Just have your secretary call my secretary.
In chapter 2 of the book of James, we're told, "My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism." Now suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there or sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? If you really keep the law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you're doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin. Now, sometimes we choose our friends for the wrong reasons. We want to be with them for what we can get out of them for ourselves. We like them because they look good, or they're popular, or they have lots of money. But we learned in today's adventure that it's wrong to do that. And as we just heard, God considers it a sin. So how do we choose our friends? Well, we choose them because of who they are, not what they can give us, in a friendship based on love and trust. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Life Trials of the Rich and Famous was written by Marshall Younger and was directed by Paul McCusker. Our voice talent included Paul Herlinger, Blake Ewing, Scarlett Palmers, Lauren Schaffel, Travis Tedford, and Bob Hoos. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.